Blog Talk Radio.
We're on and we're testing. Welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. Excuse me. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, and you guys can call in at any time today. Today is Free for All Friday, so this show is your show. So anybody out there who wants to put their opinion on the line, say what they think, make a comment about something, tell me I'm doing a stinking job or whatever, call me. Excuse me. Wow. Call into the show and voice your opinion. That's what today is for, Free Fall Friday. Now, today's weather right now is 75 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 89 today. with a slight chance of rain today. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of 78 with rain. Okay. And Sunday we're looking at a high of 78 with sunshine. No rain in the forecast for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. How about that? Okay. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I see a few more people are joining the show, and welcome, guys. Today's word of the day is obverse. Obverse. O-B-V-E-R-S-E. Obverse. Obverse is a noun. And what's a noun? A noun is a person, place, or thing. What is obverse? Obverse. The first definition of obverse is the side of a coin, the side of a coin or currency note bearing the chief device and lettering, a front or principal surface. Okay? The second definition is a counterpart having the opposite orientation or force. And something that is opposed to some other often specified thing, an opposite, just so to speak. So obverse is really an opposite of something. Okay. Now one other definition is a proposition inferred immediately from another by denying the opposite of what the given proposition affirms. Ah, whatever. Okay, obverse is an opposite of something. Okay, so that's a pretty good word, obverse. Okay, so here we go. And again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, and you guys, please call in and talk to me today. Okay. Now, again, it's Free Fall Friday, so the lines are all open for you guys to call in. I have up to 50 open lines for you guys to call in and say what you want. If you find that you can't get through, continue trying. That's all I can say. Okay. So Free Fall Friday, and we're also going to talk about what would you do if you were home when a burglar came, or you know, you were home and you were sleeping. Let's put that scenario out there. You're sleeping in your bed, and someone breaks your window or kicks in your door. Okay. Kicks in your door and wakes you out of your sleep. And now I'm also thinking that you're not that heavy of a sleeper that you don't hear those things happening. But, you know, for me, the first thing is if someone breaks a window or kicks in my door, my alarm system will be engaged. Okay, my alarm system will go off. That screeching noise that it gives off will definitely wake me out of my sleep. Okay, I'm not a heavy sleeper anyway, but that would definitely wake me out of my sleep. And then I also, you know, have firearms, guns. I have guns, and I have more guns, and I have more guns. So, and, you know, some of them are kept in strategic places with ammunition, okay, strictly for that reason, for protection of my family. Okay. Because if a burglar is going to break my window or kick in my door, then I'm threatened. I believe that he's trying to harm me or harm one of my family members. And it's my job to protect my home and my family. Okay? So you kicked my door in or broken my window. That means that you have hurt my home. Okay? And I'm supposed to protect my home. Take my home. I need to harm you. Okay? And if someone kicks in your door or breaks your window to come in, you have the right to defend your home, to protect your property, to protect your family. So, I'm sorry, but if it's, like I saw a story where a man shot another man that burglarized his home, and it turns out that it was the guy's dad that burglarized his home. Well, my dad's long gone and all, but if it's a family member that breaks into my home like that, they're no longer a family member at that time because they're trying to harm me and my family. So I have to protect that, right? And I believe that you guys feel the same way. And I'm not going to come talking. I'm not going to say, "Hey, who's that? Who's there? I got a gun." No. You'll know I have a gun by the blast that you hear. And then by the fire that's in your ass. You're going to know that I have a gun. And that's no joke. That's no lie. I'm going to blast whomever comes into that door uninvited. I don't care if it's a family member or not. I don't know that you're a family member. If you were a family member and you weren't dare to harm me or my family or my property, why would you break the window? Why would you bust the door down? I mean, if you're on drugs or whatever, trying to find money or whatever to support your habit, it may be the last time you break into someone's house. If you break into my house, and I think you guys feel the same way. Free Fall Friday, and what would you do if you were home when a burglar came? Okay, what would you do? So, something else that's in the news. Caitlyn Jenner. Well, I have a caller. I have a caller up on the show from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 325. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank. It's Nick from Valley.
Hey, Nick. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? Just wanted to talk to you for a little bit.
All right. Go ahead. Let's talk.
Well, I wanted to comment on your topic for the day. Well, basically me, I would be pretty much screwed but simply for the fact that I don't have an alarm system at my apartment. And then two, to compound the issue, I don't have any kind of protection. I don't have a firearm, shotgun, knife. I mean, I have it in the kitchen, but if they bust through the door, would I be able to get to it in time and defend myself? So what I would do would be either whether I'm in my bedroom or living room, if I knew I could survive, I'd probably jump from my third-story window. I think broken bones would be a better option than getting shot, stabbed, or whatever else could happen, because basically I would be at their whim pretty much. So I think I would take my chances with jumping, because, like I said, I really don't have too many options to defend myself, and I plan to change that shortly.
Well, it's funny. It's funny you said that, Nick, because, you know, I just recently saw an ad where, and I was going to do this for a family member of mine. There's a small chime that you can put on your door, and it doesn't cost much. I think you can find it at like a drugstore or something like that. Probably $20 that you can put on your door that will you can put it on your door, your window, or whatever. That if someone opens the door or opens the window, then it'll go off and it'll set off an alarm right there. That's not, you know, that will, you know, it's not anything that's gonna alert the police or anything like that, but it will maybe deter the burglar or it will you know, alert you that someone's coming into your apartment.
You know, that's a good point, because
and it's not expensive at all.
You know, that may be something I look into, because, you know, back when I used to live out in Harris County with my family, I remember waking up one morning and the back door looked like somebody had already started to take the back door doorknob apart. And when we checked it out, the doorknob was pretty much all the way taken off. And we figured, well, they didn't make it inside, so what happened? You know, it could have been anything. They could have heard a noise. A dog could have started barking. Anything could have spooked them. So, you know, you're right. A little inexpensive little chime would probably be enough to make any would-be burglar run off.
Right. And that's, you know, that's something that I think would be a great investment for you. At least it's something that may, you know, just alert you that someone's trying to come in and this and that. Whereas if someone were to get into the apartment and you're still sleeping and someone wakes you out of your sleep, standing over your bed,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's pretty tough to take.
That's a bad
right
day
now
for me.
Yeah. But I'd invest in that if I were you. Like I said, it's not expensive at all. I think it's like $20 for that thing. So you know, so think about that.
Yeah, I definitely will. And Frank, I wanted to ask you a real quick question. Before I let you go, I wanted to know, are long distance relationships really practical? Because sometimes I've kind of questioned myself if I could do it. They're not easy by any means, and I'm actually in one right now, and I've actually asked myself a couple times, can I continue to go through with this? Will I be able to be there for her when the time comes that we're able to be together? Because it's probably going to be a while before we're able to be in a normal relationship, you know, not being long distance.
Well, you know, I the only long distance relationship that I've ever had was when I was in college, and I was in college in Carrollton, and my wife was in college at the University of Georgia in Athens. That's as much long distance as I've had, and all I can say about that is that I think a long distance relationship, I mean, of course they work for some people, but you have to be able to see that person at, you know, at some point. You have to, you know, you have to be able to visit them. they have to be able to visit you. You know, it can't be a year in between visits. I don't think it can be 6 months in between visits. You have to figure out somehow a way to visit. And, you know, I don't mean to use this analogy with it, but, you know, if you think about it, it's almost like a conjugal visit with a prisoner in, you know, someone who's a prisoner in a prison, and you got a woman who comes in and visits you and have a conjugal visit with you once a month. That's, you know, and that's what you have to have in a long distance relationship. You got to have that. You got to be able to see that person now. You got to set up a schedule where you can see her once a month or once every 2 months, once every 3 months or something like that. Or she be able to come to you once every 3 months or something, you know, something that you can stand. Because you being a man, you know, is going to be tough to be able to handle a long distance relationship if you don't see her, you know, kind of often, at least, you know, once every couple of months.
Yeah, you're right, because the last relationship that I was in, we were no longer than probably an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And I was able to see her pretty much every weekend that I wanted to. She would come to see me every now and again. But that was as far as I ever went. Now this time we're talking a lot farther. Like, she would have to fly to see me. So that makes things ever more difficult. But we do Skype. We do things. We talk every day on the phone. So it makes things a little easier being able to see that person, but not being in that person's, like, you know, face to face. That's a little hard. That's because, you know, when you know you got a good person, you know, you're able to talk to them, you know, you're able to, you know, Skype or whatever. You know, it helps a little bit, but you always want that touch. You want that physical touch. You want to be able to touch somebody. You want somebody to be able to touch you, and that's kind of that physical need that I'm missing right now. And that's what's kind of making it hard for me to kind of keep it going, is I want that physical part is missing right now. So it's kind of making me want to see what else is out there. But then again, I don't want to get my feelings tied up in a bunch of people when I got a good girl already. I just would have to wait a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's the deal. That's pretty tough. But hey, if you can handle that and she can handle that without, you know, doing something different, then you know, at some point though, you know, you got to plan to be together, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, but just keep that in mind that you know, y'all going to have to see each other from time to time, every couple of months or something. You know, it's, you have to save your money over the few time, and then send for her or go see her or what have you. You know, just, you know, you got to do something like that in a long distance relationship.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Frank. It's good talking to you.
All right, Nick, take care, bud. Keep listening to the show. So I have another caller up on the line from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
What's happening, Paul?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I had to call her after hearing that. What you feel tell the callers, you and your wife practically raised together. Y'all drinking out the same baby bottle. Shit, what she need changing, you need to change.
Wait, what you talking about right there, now?
You and your wife, they call left hand, right hand. Y'all been together, which is a beautiful thing. Oh, that's how y'all managed to stay together, man. Y'all got two beautiful girls, man, and, you know, me, myself, that long-distance thing, like the man said, sometimes you want to touch each other. And shit, you know, on a rainy night when you're there by yourself, you can't touch her, and she can't touch you. Y'all on Skype, y'all just touching each other. Just being there holding each other, something different. I don't know if I could do that long-distance thing.
Right. Right, and that's the whole thing with the long distance relationship. You gotta be able to from time to time, you know, physically touch each other.
Yeah, that time to time, that shit don't work for me.
Yeah,
she got to be there. So I'm just be honest with you, I'm the biggest pervert you ever want to meet. With my old lady, I have to be there. And if she in Florida here, when that need come, I got to go to Florida and see her. Or, you know, if you got access
there
to do that, that's fine. And then about on this breaking in your home thing, that's ridiculous, man. These kids don't have nothing to do now but break in your home and see. Well, a lot of people don't realize, you buying this hot stuff from these guys, encourage them to break in your people's homes. Oh, I got a deal for a big screen TV, $200. So these guys don't violate somebody that's been out working all day and all night to have something. And you got these sorry kids, man, even adults, breaking in people's homes, causing havoc. But I'm going to tell you this, it's going to come to an end, breaking in these people's homes, man. See, what's going to happen, we're going to go back to the Western days. When you got caught stealing a kid, you hung you. And it's sad to say, if I catch you in my home, it's nothing to talk about. You violate me, so I'm going to violate you in the worst way I possibly can.
Right. I mean, that's your right. You know, your house was locked and secured, and that's how you keep your stuff together. And then they gonna break into it, and if I catch you in my house, yeah, you gonna have a big problem.
You got that right, and there's nothing to talk about. You know, some people say, "Hey, what you doing here?" I'm not gonna say that.
No.
I'm not going to say it. I just call and let him know where he at. And I'm sitting here with him. No, he don't have a post. I'm going to try to knock your damn head off.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Right.
That's my point. I mean, that's my view. And that's how it should be, man. You come in somebody's house. But also, you got, like I said, people got to stop buying this hot stuff from people, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where, you know, that's where it's all, oh, hey, man, I got a deal. Old boy, he get them big screen TVs and stuff like that. They encourage you guys to go out and make easy money, steal somebody and sell it.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
All
okay,
right,
man. Well, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right. I appreciate it, Paul. Take care, man. We'll talk. And, yeah, again, just like the caller said, I mean, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect your family. So, you know, whatever at whatever cost it may be, you got to protect your family. I mean, you know, sometimes the victim, people that you know, the robber may come in and hurt the innocent people that's right there in their own homes. Sometimes that happens. But you can't go down not protecting your home or your family. You just can't. I mean, you're gonna have to hurt me bad before you hurt my kids or my wife. You're gonna have to hurt me bad. Okay, but I believe that I'll hurt you bad before you hurt me bad. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, getting back to I have one other thing I wanted to talk about. This thing with, did y'all know that Caitlyn Jenner, right? Bruce Jenner, right? Bruce Jenner is getting ready to be tried for vehicular homicide. He was involved in an accident in Malibu, California that killed a lady on the highway, okay? And he's getting ready to be tried and sentenced for that. And they say that he could spend a year in jail. I don't know what the sentencing is for somebody who commits a vehicular homicide or whatever. I don't think he was drunk or anything like that. So I don't know if a year is enough punishment, not enough punishment. She could spend a year in jail. Now, she's worried that she would have to go to a male prison, a male jail. Okay, that's what she's worried about. And she's not worried about the person's family that is devastated by what the wreck that he caused that killed their family member, their loved one. He's worried about going to a male jail. Well, you are a male. You used to be a male. Now you decided to take yourself to become a woman. But you didn't know that God was going to put you in this situation, did you? See, God works in mysterious ways. I'm not saying God used this situation or whatever, but things happen for a reason. Now you done changed yourself and your genitals and all this stuff, and you're now a woman when you used to be a man. Now you're going to have to go to a prison full of men. And you are a woman. Now I'm sure they're going to be fighting for that. They're going to be fighting to not to have to go to a male prison. Well, I think he should go to a male prison because he is a male. He's been a male longer than he's been a female, right? Send his ass to a male prison. That's what he needs. He want to be a female. Let him see what it's like to go to a male prison as a female. Man, if I could be a fly on the wall when he's in there. When he's in that male prison, if I could be a fly on the wall and just watch him 24 hours a day and see exactly what's going to happen to Miss Caitlyn Jenner when she have to go to a male prison. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Guys, I don't know. It's so much stuff that happens in the United States every day. It's just mind-boggling. I mean, there's so much material out there for someone to use on a show like mine that is just mind-boggling. I mean, it's so much stuff, and for me to find something that I think that my audience would be interested in, is that's my challenge. But I'd like to ask you guys to let me know what you want to hear about, some things, some topics that you want to hear about, or maybe someone that you'd like to maybe get on the show, or something that you'd like to hear about from a professional. And I'll try to get someone to come on the show that can talk about that. Now, I am going to have a professional come on the show and talk about how the everyday Joe Blow can save money on their taxes, or maybe not pay as much taxes as they have been paying. There may be something simple that you can do that you aren't doing right now, where your taxes aren't as high as they are right now. So I'm gonna try to get that done and have someone on the show for that. And I'm also gonna try to get an attorney to come on the show and talk about some different things. And maybe some other stuff, but we'll get into that. Okay, we'll get into that. Now, I think today, or either yesterday, maybe it's today. The two boys, the two kids of a husband and wife in Gwinnett County that tried to kill their mom and dad, I think they go in front of a judge today at 2:00. So you guys can look out for that in the news. But what would drive a kid to try and kill their parents? What would do that? And the kids are trying to tell the district attorney that they were abused by their mom and dad. But they're not, the district attorney is not buying that. They just, it's what they're saying is not consistent to what happens when the kids are abused. So that, that's for sure isn't going to fly. So we'll see what happens there. Also, these police officers in, I think New York, don't hold me to this, but I think the police officers in New York that had this guy in the police wagon and killed him. I forgot his name, but these guys are up for some kind of trial today as well, I believe. So there's a lot of stuff going on, with police and police shooting and all this stuff. But again, guns are not bad, but guns are bad in the hands of bad people. So when certain people have own guns, then yeah, guns are bad when they're in the hands of bad people. I mean, I've had guns that hadn't been fired in years. What's the harm of them? Sitting here on display in a locked cabinet. Okay? So they're sitting there, not harming anyone. So the guns aren't bad. They're bad when they get in the hands of bad people. Okay, I believe wholeheartedly in people should be able to bear arms. As far as having protection at home, I'm scared about the people carrying guns out in the public. I saw a guy the other day, you know, he had his gun in his holster right on his side, you know, walking, you know, cowboy style. Well, hey, that's, you know, that's where things are today. I guess he has the right to do that, and they issued him a license to carry it, so he's got it. But, I don't know if he's crazy or not. Okay? I don't know if he's crazy or not. I don't know if he'll use it in a situation where he shouldn't be using it or not. But, hey, that's that. Anyway, guys, I got about 3 minutes left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in. Let's see if I can pull something out the hat that we can go to the weekend on. Let's see. This is something that I can put in the bag. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. I'll see you on Monday morning, 10:30 a.m. right here. Frank Williams Show. Have a great weekend. It's Frank.